Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, give me 1 second. Mary Beth?
Yes,
I have Carrie on the line for you.
Okay, hello.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Hello. Are you a diva?
My son says I'm not, so that's my answer.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we'll be seeing Kayla in a storyline anytime soon.
Well, you know, the interesting now, I don't even know when that is. I mean, I don't know when, you know, we're so far ahead, so to say even what, I'm not quite sure. But, you know, I've been sort of holding the fort down at the pub, and my mother's been in and out and around. And so I've been sort of the sounding board for a lot of people, like, the men talking about their love life or their children or that kind of thing. So that's been pretty fun, actually. Or keeping track or keeping my eye on people who aren't behaving properly. And so I've enjoyed that. I've enjoyed this sort of, it's such a breakaway from my medical jargon and all that. It's, people are always saying, like, well, aren't you a surgeon? What are you doing? But it's been kind of fun. It's been kind of fun to sort of run the family business concept. I like that. The sort of independent woman thing.
Yes, today Kayla listens to Rafe and his marital problems with kissing Carrie while being married to Sam.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. So that's been kind of fun. And it's with his kids. Sometimes there was one thing with the kids. I don't know if that's aired or not. But just, that was around Valentine's Day. Yeah, I remember now that Valentine's Day. That was shot such a long time ago. It's crazy how far ahead they are. But that's fun. It's because, you know, a lot of times on soaps we do a lot of our scenes with the same people for years, you know, and so it's kind of fun to be in scenes with all different people. I have to say that part's been really nice. Everybody there is just so fun and sweet, and Jalen is such a doll. My God, he's such a doll. He's such a family guy and really sweet.
That's great. A lot of fans were wondering, is there anything going on with the Steve and Kayla marriage? Are they still considered to be together and Steve's just away?
Yes, they're married. They were together in, you know, Africa with the clinics, and then she came home to help her mother, and he stayed behind, and he's on his mission. He's getting things done. But I joke with everybody that I think he hit his head, lost his mind, changed his name to Tucker, moved to Kansas City, you know, I kind of joke about that, but because he's over there, he's over at Y&R, and everybody knows it, so...
Yeah.
There's not much I can do about that.
Yeah, that's true. Are you still in contact with Steven?
Yeah, we're good friends. I mean, we've obviously been friends for 25 years, which is so crazy. But, yeah, and I think he's really happy there, and I think they're giving him a good story, and he's such a good actor anyway. He'll do great wherever he is. So I haven't caught it very much because I'm not home during the day a lot, but people tell me he's doing really well. And I know he's happy, which is great.
Yeah, that is.
That's a good show. Good show, good production, good people.
Yeah, and it's always number one. It's just the way it is.
I get crazily, yeah, forever and a day. Gosh.
I've been watching The Bay since day one, and the last episode you guys did was just amazing with the Brian and Zoe wedding. Yeah, that was awesome.
Uh-huh.
It was so silly.
So much fun, The Bay, because they, you know, Gregory Martin, he's so funny because I always tell him, he must be the best salesman because he gets all these great people on board, and everybody is, you know, has the same attitude about it, and we're all just there to, you know, have fun and get it done. And his production qualities in the beginning scared us all. I mean, I said, oh, my God, the sound is so bad, you can't even put that out, you know. But he fixed it pretty quickly, and I think they're really great now. I mean, I think they're as good as a daytime show or, you know, and so much is out outside, which is great. And I think that his casting is great. And when he brought in you know, the new Lee, sorry, it's like blanking on everything, but Paul Satterfield, he's so sweet, and I just think it's interesting, he's got interesting characters and interesting stories, and so now it's on hiatus, and I'm not quite sure when it comes back, but we'll do another set of shows, you know, probably towards the spring, later part of the spring.
Yeah, because I'm dying, I want to see what happens.
I know, I need to get a hold of him, I think he's in New York, but the problem with The Bay is, you know, he has to raise the money every time for a season. So so that's a bit of a production. But he has some, I think, some things set up to, once he gets so many episodes, then he can, there's a network or a syndicator that's going to put it out.
Oh, yeah, that's an
awesome. Everybody involved, we've all had such a great time. And it's so much, okay, who's got a house we can shoot at, or who's got a this we can do, or, so that part's all kind of fun, because it's just collaborative, and everybody's into it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he and his sort of co-producer people are so sweet. And I get to have, you know, some of my favorite people, I mean, like Charlie, Matt, you know, these people that I adore, so mm-hmm. that's been really fun, which reminds me, I owe Jackie Zeman did a call, I owe her a call back, so it's been fun, I mean, like, people like that, and Truth to Rogers, because that's all he is, he's got that big Cheshire Cat grin, you know, I don't think I really knew him that well before this show, and he's just a doll, too, so it's been really, really fun.
Yeah, actually, you have great chemistry with both your leading men, like, well, do I wonder with Rex, do I wonder with Lee, I mean,
I know, it's great, and he really writes me, you know, it's a pretty, you know, vibrant character, and it's just been really fun for me. And at first I thought, ooh, matriarch, I don't know, and I was like, I love that. Now I think it's like the greatest thing that ever happened.
How's your pie, excuse me, how's that going?
Well, I've been doing just my little pies, and they've been on the Williams-Sonoma website from October to January. We did really well for, like, the third or fourth year now there. And then I did a whole new logo for in stores, and my friend opened a really cool market in Pasadena, California, called the Market on Holly, and they have been there all season also, and they did really well. And it's funny, because I walk in there, and people go, oh, there's a pie lady. There's that lady, the pie, makes a pie. I like that. Dude, that's fun. But my husband and I are new empty nesters. Our last child went to college this year, so we've been trying to get out and go on little trips and do fun things, so that part's been swell, really swell.
Yeah. Are any of your children interested in show business at all?
No. I mean, my oldest son briefly, one summer in college, was a background player on days just because he needed money. And at one point, they upgraded him and he was like a policeman. He had to arrest Bo, and his younger brother replayed that for every kid that walked in the door, like, how ridiculous is this kind of thing, you know? But, no, my daughter's like sort of biology. She's gonna apply to dental school. She wants to be orthodontist, and so she's still a science brain, and my older son is in business, and my younger one is mainly a big water polo player, and who knows what he's going to do. He's a freshman in college. But no, nobody. If I said the only one that takes after anything would be my daughter, because my husband's a doctor, so she's got that little bit of edge. But nobody.
I interviewed you last when you were doing Murder of the Howard Johnsons. Do you have any plans to do any more plays?
Another play, like in the spring or something, and so that's a possibility. I love those people. They're so sweet, and I'm always kind of looking around for something, but plays are a little harder to, you know, do a lot of, just because I do have a husband and a regular job, and, you know, to be gone every weekend, it's hard. That's why with Murder Howard Johnson, it was kind of a sporadic, it was either a Friday or a Saturday, it wasn't both, just because they want to ditch my husband for, you know, 8 weeks or whatever it was, 10 weeks. So, but I love doing plays, and that was just a lot of fun for me. So, who knows? I'm always looking. I just like to stay busy, stay active, keep things rolling, you know.
Yeah, and you had your primetime guest appearance, too, this past year, too. I can't remember the show you won.
Body Proof,
yeah.
I don't know if Criminal Minds was in this last season or not, but I've been pretty lucky. I've been like five in the last couple of years, and it's so tough out. You know, you got to just go for a million auditions to get anything nowadays. There's so many people, but those are really exciting to do too, and just to beef up my resume with current things. Make, you know, Knight Rider not the last thing on there. In the daytime, we all walk into these just nice jobs, and then we don't get out there and try for other things, and before you know it, it's only Knight Rider. So that part was good to try to get things, and it's exciting. It's fun to challenge yourself and to keep trying to do different things. I saw a friend of mine, my mother-in-law's friend, she's 100. She did an interview, and in the interview she said, no one has any excuse to be bored.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you be bored? So I thought, she's right. Just got to keep on trucking, keep on doing stuff.
The fans were asking, there was a scene between Jack and Kayla at the pub, and they were wondering if it was more of a writing point of view or from your acting, the way that Jack and Kayla interact.
That it was so awkward?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it was written like that, but I thought, you know what I'm saying, like, it was like because he had raped me a long time ago, which I have seriously forgotten about. That was 25 years ago. But it seemed like they had really, as characters, really evolved from that point, so I thought that was an odd take on it, but that's the way it was written, and so that's the way we went with it. But I did think, in the back of my mind, I thought, didn't we make amends? And I hope we do. If we didn't, I hope we do, because I think that there's no reason they can't be, you know, friends and family and whatever, so. And Jennifer is one of Kayla's favorite people on the planet, so.
Right.
You know, it only makes sense. But yeah, I know, it struck me odd too, but new writers have different ideas, and so I just went with it.
Does Kayla offer any advice to Jennifer with her man problems?
No, she hasn't talked to Jennifer about it, but I've talked to the men about it. Which is more fun.
That's true, yeah.
I think that'll all get straightened out.
Is there any chance you'll be on Twitter?
I don't know how to do that. Everybody keeps saying that. I'm just like, ugh. I have my pie hole, you know, email deal and my own personal email. And I signed up to Facebook briefly, but it's like, oh, it's just too much. I think I'm going to miss that age.
Carrie, I hate that.
Maybe somebody will show me. I know at the show they're really into that. Maybe somebody will show me how to do it.
Yeah, ask Lauren.
I guess I want to say, like, I'm at the market buying rice or something. Who cares what I'm doing? But I don't know. Maybe somebody will show me, and it's more, you know, I can figure it out.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mary Beth. Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you, Carrie.
Oh, my pleasure.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.